This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. The United States is imposing more sanctions on the Russian private military company, the Wagner Group, that has been aiding Russia's military in its ongoing invasion of Ukraine. APZ Donahue has more.
White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the Treasury Department will soon designate Wagner as a significant transnational criminal organization.
As his military continues to struggle in Ukraine, President Putin is increasingly turning to Wagner, which is owned by Yevgeny Prigozhin.
The White House has also released images of Russia taking delivery of an arms shipment from North Korea.
North Korea delivered infantry rockets and missiles into Russia for use by Wagner toward the end of last year.
Kirby says the message from the U.S. is clear.
We're going to continue to support Ukraine for as long as it takes to defend itself, to defend its sovereignty, and to defend its territorial integrity.
Kirby also notes there are tensions between Wagner and the Russian military. Ed Donahue, Washington.
From New York to Los Angeles, hate crimes continued to rise in major American cities last year, with preliminary police data showing that at least six metropolitan areas recorded levels not seen since the 1990s. That's according to a new report by the Center for the Study of Hate and Extremism at California State University, San Bernardino. The unpublished report, based on data from 20 police departments, was exclusively shared with Voice of America. It comes months before the FBI is due to release its annual hate crime report for 2022. And Venezuela's opposition is discussing how it might move frozen funds in foreign bank accounts into a proposed UN-administered humanitarian fund, as the opposition urged the government to team up together to set up the fund. You can find more on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. March for Life supporters descended on Washington on Friday to celebrate the Supreme Court's dismantling of the constitutional right to abortion. AP correspondent Mike Pasoli reports.
Thousands of anti-abortion demonstrators marched from the National Mall to the U.S. Supreme Court today for the 50th annual March for Life. Adults and children carried signs reading, "I am the post-Roe generation," and "Every person is a gift." Annie Nelson, a homemaker from Charlotte, North Carolina, says it's important to stand up for all lives.
I believe that children should be protected at all costs and that abortion on demand should be outlawed.
Jacqueline Metzel from Lancaster, Ohio, held her daughter and wept, saying after getting pregnant at an early age, she chose life.
I knew she was meant to be here. I knew there was something special about her from the moment I saw her on the screen. I couldn't tell her no.
From the Supreme Court, I'm Mike Pasoli.
Anti-government protesters gathered in Lima, Peru, clashed with the riot police on Friday on the second day of marches in the Peruvian capital city, calling for a political overhaul. The riot police fired tear gas to clear a march, and protesters responded by throwing objects in return. So far, 45 people have died in political protests against the ouster of former President Pedro Castillo in December. He had dissolved the legislature to try to prevent an impeachment vote. Elon Musk has testified at his Tesla tweet trial. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer has more.
Elon Musk took the witness stand to defend a 2018 tweet claiming he had lined up financing to take Tesla private in a deal that never happened. That tweet resulted in a $40 million settlement with security regulators and a class action lawsuit alleging he misled investors. The billionaire defended his prolific tweeting as the most democratic way to distribute information, while also acknowledging that the constraints of Twitter's 240-character limit can make it difficult to make everything as clear as possible. Musk spent about a half hour on the stand before the trial adjourned for the week. He is supposed to return to court on Monday. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Four suspected militant attacks have left about 30 people dead in Burkina Faso, including 16 volunteers backing up the army. This, according to security sources on Friday. The attacks, which happened Thursday, were the latest to hit a civilian auxiliary force supporting the military in their seven-year fight against insurgents in the volatile West African nation. Since 2015, Burkina Faso has been grappling with an insurgency led by militants affiliated with Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State group that has killed tens of thousands of people and displaced around 2 million. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.